Hallelujah. Praise God. I really believe tonight that the Holy Spirit is going to meet you right where you're at. And so when you leave here, he's going to manifest something in your life. The Holy Spirit is going to. Amen? Amen. We don't realize how much we need the Holy Spirit. We'd never find out about God's grace. We'd never know about his gifts, his fruits. We'd never know about the long-suffering and counseling, comforting of the Holy Spirit. We'd never know anything about God if we didn't have the Holy Spirit. A lot of people are afraid to lean on the Holy Spirit. We're not going to worship the Holy Spirit, but Jesus said, it's necessary that I leave, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you to teach you and counsel you. Amen? So on a daily basis, we need to get in touch with the Holy Spirit. You know, I pray twice a day. You know why? It keeps me in the presence of God. You remember when Jesus was out praying and he said to them, you need to pray lest you fall into sin. And so prayer is very important, and the Holy Spirit helps you go in the prayer closet. He helps you. He encourages you. And then when you get in there, he lets you experience the presence of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit tonight. A lot of you have heard it before, but I'm personally, I just can't get through a day without the Holy Spirit. And so if you, in Thessalonians, it talks about pray without stop, don't cease, pray without ceasing, because it keeps you in the presence of God, and the Holy Spirit will encourage you to do that. Amen? And if you'll do that, don't get let your flesh get discouraged and so on and so forth. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't lean to that emotion. Don't lean to that discouragement. Don't lean to the devil. Don't lean to the way what's going on in the world. Lean to the kingdom. Let the Holy Spirit flow through you. It's very, very important, saints. If you ever want to be free, spirit, soul, and body, he'll help you be free. He'll help you get over your emotional problems. He'll help you get over depression, get through it, oppression. He'll help you get over plagues. You know, the enemy, Satan, is always running around putting... Fear is a plague, you know that? And so if you have fear, you're being attacked by the enemy. If you feel lonely, you're being attacked by the enemy. Well, you should never be lonely, because the Holy Spirit will be in you and he'll help you in how not to be lonely. Amen? You'll start to feel the presence of God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just feel like we should play something here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Play number 7 in the black, Jeff. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know how weak the flesh really is? If you stop feeding it food, within 60 days or so, it'll die. You know that? We think we have all this authority. We do by the Spirit of God, but your flesh is very weak. And so if you don't feed the flesh food, it'll die in 60 days. If you don't feed yourself the Spirit, you'll start decreasing. You'll start losing your faith. You'll start losing encouragement and so on. Go ahead, Jeff. Hallelujah. Ooh. Don't we? Don't we need his help again? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He won't let us down, will he? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, everybody just kind of close their eyes for a minute here. Let's just love him and worship him. Just let the Holy Spirit minister to us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, right now I pray over eyes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing into people's eyes right now, Lord. Father God, I pray healing into blood vessels in the head right now, Lord. I come against headaches, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Canceling it, Lord. I come against fevers, Lord. I pray over Randall, Lord, right now, Lord, as he's home battling a fever. I bind that fever in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, asking you, Jesus, to touch him right now and remove that fever from his body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I pray financial blessings, Lord. I bind the spirit of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind principalities and powers. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Right now, the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Leviathan, there's a lot of twisting spirits that twist things and makes you think that you're under guilt and condemnation. It lies to you. I bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All unclean spirits is bound in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just loose right now the Holy Spirit in this place and upon us. Yes, as they did in the upper room, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, minister. Bring Jesus alive in our lives right now, as only you can do. Teach and counsel and comfort us, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen us, spirit, soul, and body. We just give you praise, Lord Jesus, that we can speak into your realm, Lord Jesus, and bring it into our realm, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are sons and daughters, kings and priests, and we confess that, Lord, and we continue to confess it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, Josiah, he became a king when he was 8 years old, but in the 12th year, he started cleaning out all the images and so on and so forth. I really believe in we're getting into 12. I believe that God's going to start a revival. Let's clean out all the statues and all the false gods and all the things that are going on. I really do. I think God is, the 12 is a year that things are going to turn around. There's going to be healing in governments and so on and so forth. I'm confessing it. And so the 12th year, Josiah, he started turning things around. He started cleaning out all these images they had and all these false gods they had and so on and so forth. Amen? It's time for us to build ourselves up with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and start getting rid of all this depression, oppression, and all this stuff that tries to rule us. Amen? All these emotional problems. We want to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We want to receive revelation from the Word of God. We can't do anything on a daily basis if we don't ask the Holy Spirit to teach and counsel us and comfort us and strengthen us. You see, you have to say, Holy Spirit, help me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to overcome my flesh. Your flesh wants to get depressed. Your flesh wants to watch the television and be influenced by what the world is doing rather than what the kingdom is doing. Amen? Amen. And the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll respond that quick. If you want to know how to walk in the presence, walk in the Spirit, pray a couple of times a day. Pray in tongues a couple of times a day. And watch the presence of God fill your home or fill your room or you, whatever it needs to be done. He'll be there. And you'll be in the presence of God all the time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, Steve, to Ephesians 1:13. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:13. We're just going to kind of go through the Word of God here tonight and just, I like to minister the, in Ephesians, the Holy Spirit's mentioned 13 times. And so when you go through scripture, books of the Bible, and you find out he's being mentioned all these times, there's a reason for it, isn't it? And so that doesn't mean we're going to worship him, but you ain't going to get by and through a day with victory if you don't ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And one of the things he's got to help you with, getting over the flesh. and getting out of the way the world is trying to control us. Satan is the god of the world, but let the kingdom rise up in you. Hallelujah. In him you also trusted. So we got to learn to trust and have confidence in him. After you heard the word of truth, that the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So you've been sealed with the authority of the promises of God in you. You've been sealed. And this is before you and I even got saved. This all happened before you and I got saved. The Holy Spirit wants you to know that you've been sealed with the promises. The promises, Jesus said, every promise in me is yes, yes. So you've been sealed with the promises. How do you get them things to operate? The Holy Spirit has to show you, has to teach you, because these are supernatural promises. This is a supernatural sealing. Amen? Amen. And so he has to teach you how to do that. And so the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to have this relationship with Jesus, and you can't if you don't let the Holy Spirit help you how to really have a relationship, how to rely on the blood of Jesus, how to flow in the grace of God, how to have healing in your body, how to have healing in your mind, how to have healing in your finances. You can't do this unless he teaches you, unless he gives you light and revelation of that. Amen? Your flesh can't bring that to you. Oh, you can say a bunch of things, but the Holy Spirit will bring light and revelation to you. See, we ought to be sitting in here tonight like they were in the upper room, expecting a move of the Holy Spirit. Not just because I'm here or because you're at Crater Faith, because you're sons and daughters. And we should expect a move of the Holy Spirit in people's lives. See, the devil tries to keep people away from here. You know why? Truth is preached here. It doesn't bother me because of the battles and so on and so forth, because I know that in the end, we're going to win. I know in the end, we're going to have our due season. Amen? He said, if you'll keep on doing good, you'll have your due season, whatever that may be. So God wants to teach you. God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to understand your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And so you've been sealed, saints. And the promises of God, he's a promise. He's never going to leave nor forsake us. See, we don't rely on him enough. I personally do myself. And I spend a lot of time praying in tongues. And I spend a lot of time asking the Holy Spirit, help me get over my flesh today. Because my flesh is going to rise up. My flesh is going to get under guilt and condemnation. My flesh is not sometimes going to do what God wants me to do. So you need the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? A lot of people sit and think about things they shouldn't be thinking about. And so the Word of God will help you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So God wants you to know, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, in verse 14, until the redemption of our purchased possession to the praise of his glory. He is the guarantee. Price has been paid. He's our guarantee. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, there's a tremendous struggle between the flesh and the spirit. Do you know that? There really is. And so, but the Holy Spirit is loving. You'll never know the love of God if you don't ask the Holy Spirit to teach you the love of God. Everybody in here needs to be loved by Jesus and feel the love of God and know that you're loved. Well, you can't receive that love without the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you what that love is all about. And he won't always just go to the cross. He'll let you feel his love. Feel that you're worth something. Feel that you're precious and valuable to God. We can't learn that without the Holy Spirit. We can't feel that by our flesh. We can't just read the Word of God. But the Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to receive his love. You know, everybody here, there's some people here that need more grace at certain times than other people. Some people just seem to be able to receive that grace from the Holy Spirit. There's people here who are struggling with grace, favor with God. You're struggling in some areas, and God, the Holy Spirit, wants to help you to get favor. Whether it's healing in your body, healing in your mind, God, the Holy Spirit, wants to help you. There's some people here tonight that don't feel loved. There's some people here that feel lonely. See, this is the work of the Holy Spirit, that you won't feel alone, that you can feel God's love. Amen? Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is so important to us saints. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The body needs, just like the body needs food, it'll die. You need to sow to the Spirit. Else spiritually, you'll just kind of fade away. You won't get no power, no strength in your life. We think our bodies have all this power. Stop giving it food and see what happens. It'll die. The Bible says life is in the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you're only going to become what you think by the Holy Spirit, how you think from the mind of Christ. You're precious. You're valuable. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have the mercy of God. You have the long-suffering of Jesus. He's long-suffering towards us. He'll comfort us. He'll counsel us. Amen? Everybody in here who has a problem in your life tonight, the Holy Spirit wants to counsel you right out of that problem. He wants to teach you who you are in Jesus Christ. He wants to teach you to lean on, not in your own understanding, but lean on Jesus. He wants to bring you out of that. Amen? He doesn't want you walking around oppressed and lonely and feel like God's never answered my prayers and God's not going to answer my prayers. God, the Holy Spirit, will teach you how to receive. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, now, we've all heard this, to John 16. John 16, starting with verse 13. This is a very, very powerful teaching. You may have heard it before, but you need to hear it again. I need to hear it again. John 16, starting with verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So you want to know the truth about healing. You want to know the truth about gifts. You want to know the truth about his love. You want to know the truth about his grace. You want to know the truth about his mercy. Amen? He'll teach you all truth. He's not a spirit that lies. So you want to know truth, you see. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. You know, back in Genesis, when God spoke, he spoke, let there be light. The Holy Spirit was hovering, and he brought forth. Well, when the Word of God speaks, the Holy Spirit wants to bring it forth. Amen? So he wants to have you and I, he wants to hear the Word of God. He wants to hear that you're valuable. He wants to hear you saying you're the temple. He wants to hear you say you have grace. You're not under guilt and condemnation in Christ Jesus. He wants you to hear you say you're blood bought. You're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You're in right standing before Father God. He wants to hear you say that. And when you start saying that, he'll bring that forward because that's truth. He'll manifest that in your life. We all get out of bed days, and we have bad days. We even sometimes start getting out of bed oppressed or something. But if you'll say, Holy Spirit, help me get over my flesh. My flesh is oppressed. I want to get over it. He'll empower you. Something will happen, a phone call, a scripture. Something will come to you to help you get over that. You know that? That's truth. God wants us to walk in truth. He don't want us walking in where the flesh is leading us. He wants us to walk in truth. He wants us to walk in victory. He wants us to experience the healing power, the love of God. Amen? Yes, hallelujah. And you and I can't bring it forward, but the Holy Spirit in us can. So you have to be aware daily that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, that he's in you. And he wants to bring truth to you. He don't want the enemy lying to you. He don't want your flesh being caught up in fear. He don't want you saying, this ain't ever going to work. I ain't ever going to be any better. You see, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. He wants you speaking life. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. What does Zechariah 4:6 say? Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. So you can be muscle bound, you can have all it, but you're going to have to learn how to do it by the Spirit of God. Amen? How can I receive his grace? By the Spirit of God. How can I receive forgiveness? By the Spirit of God. How can I? And he's the Spirit of truth. He's not going to lie to you. He's going to tell you how precious you are. He's going to tell you and teach you. You know something? One of the hardest things for people to receive is healing in their body. You know why? They don't have the love. They can't receive the love of God. Healing is the love of God. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit helps you I think she said he had last week, a couple of weeks ago, that God loves us as much as he loves Jesus. And he does. God the Father. Do you know that? Do you know how much he loves us? If we could just have the Holy Spirit teach us that love, many, many things would manifest in our lives. Many things would manifest in our lives. Hallelujah. But you see, most physical people, of people like you and I, we say God loves us, but if it was truly working in us, you could receive healing just like that. You could lay hands and they'd be healed just like that. And you won't learn that love just by reading the Bible. You've got to let the Holy Spirit teach you that love. First of all, he'll teach you. You know the Bible says work out your salvation because God's working in you. God's helping you. God's not asking you to work out your own salvation. He said, I'm in you, helping you. I'll help you. And part of salvation is to walk in his love, to walk in his forgiveness, to be delivered from the world, to be delivered from sickness and disease, to be delivered from demons and principalities and powers, to be delivered from the works of the flesh. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So he goes on here in verse 14, John 16, verse 14. He will glorify me while pain and sickness and depression don't glorify the Lord. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Do you realize what door he's opening here? He'll take from me and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit will. See, we read about grace. We read about mercy. We read about long-suffering. We read about the gifts. We read about the fruits. We read about the love. We read about the cross. But it's not working in us. So when you go through the school of the Holy Spirit, those things start manifesting in your life. Eventually. Hallelujah. Listen now in verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. This is Jesus. Therefore I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. You see, Jesus said, all things that the Father has are mine. The Holy Spirit will take. So there's nothing held back here. What is holding it back is our flesh. Us not understanding. Us not going to the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and asking him to counsel us on a daily basis. Teach us. Comfort us. Strengthen us. Teach me about Jesus. Teach me about the cross. Teach me about the resurrection. Teach me about the mind of Jesus Christ. Now, obviously, you can't dump all that on the Holy Spirit because he's going to take one thing at a time, obviously. But those are all the things and much more that why we need the Holy Spirit. We can't by ourselves learn the things of God. We can't learn the things of the Father. We can't learn the things truly. We can read about the cross. We can read about the stripes on his back, the virgin birth, the shedding of his blood, the death, and the resurrection. But the Holy Spirit wants to bring you truth about that so it becomes part of your life so the enemy won't lie to you. I want to teach you truth. Everything the Father has is in Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has the right to take from Jesus and give to us. So we have a checkbook that we can write anything we want. That doesn't mean we're all going to get it, but listen, we have a checkbook. Every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. But if you're not taught by the Holy Spirit, you won't get the promise. You won't get the love. You won't get the grace. You won't get the mercy. You'll be struggling with your flesh all the time. You won't know how to overcome your flesh, the works of the flesh. People say, he's even going to teach you how to receive peace. You know that? You know everyone here has storms in our lives. And the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how to walk in peace so that storm don't overtake you. I mean, we see in Turkey, they have one earthquake after another earthquake. And people are destroyed and so on and so forth. This is the end time, saints. But I'm telling you, 12 is a precious number to God. And he started at 8 years old, Josiah did. And when the 12th year came, things started happening. I really believe that 12 means a healing in governments. I believe that we can, and we're not that far away from 12. Amen? Amen. We have a golden anointing oil service here on January 1. We anoint everybody for financial blessings. And we're going into 12. If he's going to turn governments around, you say, I want to see him turn the church around. Open the church to the Holy Ghost. Let the church see the angels. Let the church have signs and wonders. Let the church see angels. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Let the church see feathers. Let the church see gold, if God so chooses to put gold in our hands, and so on and so forth. That's the glory of God. God's a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. He says to us, I want you to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. That's where I want you to dwell. That's where I want you to live. Well, I can't do that. You can't do that unless the Holy Spirit teaches us where to dwell, what to speak, how to renew our minds. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So God wants us, right here, what he's saying, excuse me, I want you to teach the things Jesus teaches. I want you to do the things Jesus does. And you can do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everybody here should be encouraged. Everybody here should know. Listen, the Bible says you have an anointing. The anointing will teach you. That's the Holy Spirit. Teach you all things. So if you truly want to go to school of the Holy Spirit and learn about, let's say, love, well, you get in the Bible and you don't go over to the gifts until you learn, if that's your desire, to learn about his love, to have his love manifest in you, till you can feel loved. When you go to bed at night, you feel loved. When you wake up in the morning, you feel loved. You don't have bad dreams. You have God dreams. Amen? Amen. So that's how you receive from God. You let the Holy Spirit teach you. So if it's grace, then you study grace and let him teach you how to receive grace. If it's healing, let him teach you how to receive, how you and I can receive healing. You know, everybody says, well, I have faith. I'm just believing. I can. Listen, saints, the Holy Spirit has got to teach you. You know what we done? We got off on a track like we have authority. This flesh don't have no authority at all. The world out there, the realm of Satan, the prince, is a spirit, correct? We all agree with that? Then we need the greater is he that's in us. We need the spirit in us to overcome that spirit. This flesh can't overcome it, even though we're born again. It's the power of the spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, that overcomes Satan and principalities and powers. So when I go to cast out a demon or go to speak to Satan in my prayer closet, I know that the Holy Spirit is manifesting in my life. So when I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's my authority. If you're a believer, he says you got the right to use that name. And the devil must bow to it. Sickness and disease must bow to it. But that's your authority. If you want to know how much the authority the flesh has, take food away from it. Just for a couple of days. Oh, it'll start whining. I got a headache. My stomach hurts. I can't continue. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Listen now. I'm going to read something to you. Understand, to delay loving discipline only encourages and reinforces negative behavior. Understand, to delay loving discipline only encourages and reinforces negative behavior. Have you ever wondered why some Christians are acting that way? We don't want to receive loving discipline. We like this cafeteria God. So, I don't like that. I don't want that. Let me tell you something. God wants to teach us stewardship over the mysteries of God. You want the Holy Spirit to teach you? Then he expects you to be a good steward over what he's teaching you. If he's teaching you grace and grace is manifesting your life, or love, or the gifts of the Spirit, you got to be a good steward over that mystery. Do you know the voice of God is nothing but a mystery? Do you know no one can ever really explain the voice of God, although we all say, but I know it's God. It's a mystery. There's mysteries of God, the gifts of the Spirit, and so on and so forth. And sometimes we can't explain it. Hallelujah. So God wants you to understand, listen now, if the word is going to discipline you, loving discipline, understand that delaying loving discipline only encourages and reinforces negative behavior. A lot of people have a lot of negative behavior. So when you come into a church to a man of God who wants to preach the word of God and correct you and tell you, no, you just can't go from 1 to 10. You got to learn in between. You got to go to the school of the Holy Spirit. And that's loving discipline. And people are like, I want that. If I say to you, you ain't going anywhere if you don't renew your mind, if you don't put on the new man. Oh, no, Mark 16 says these signs will follow those who believe. What's the sign? It's Jesus working with you. That's the sign. He's causing those. It's not being done because of your flesh or anything else. Jesus is the sign. He went with him working, confirming the word. So if I start saying, you ain't dressing up as the new man, you have a very negative, you don't have a positive, you have a very negative attitude. You are rebellious. You don't want correction. Well, you know what it is? Listen to me, saints. When you was in school years ago, and you was taking a test, well, you was always afraid because you was hanging around with guys who got, or girls, who had got B's and A's and so on and so forth. And you're afraid of the test because you may get a C or may get a D. And this is what they get, the marks they gave years ago. And so somebody will start calling you dummy or stupid. Listen now. When you begin born, and that is in you now. When you become born again, you say, all of a sudden someone tells you all you can go from 1 to 10. What a graduation happened. That's a great thing. I don't want to go in between. You know why? I may fail. That's still in my thinking. I may be called stupid. That's still in my thinking. So you have to go through the process, you see. You have to be trained by the Holy Spirit, go to school, and you're not going to go from 1 to 12. You're going to go 1, 2, and so on and so forth. And he's going to school you. You know what he's going to school you in? What you need. Not what you think you need, but what you need. You may need knowledge. I mean the knowledge found in Jesus. You may need his wisdom, the wisdom found in Jesus. Colossians says that all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. We have this struggle. So years ago, many things were planted in our lives. Some people quit school. Some people want to quit the ministry. You get that quitting attitude and so on and so forth. Some people call stupid. Some people couldn't just learn, you see, because we had a natural teacher teaching us, but now you have the Spirit of God inside of you. He can take you through school, and it has nothing to do with natural education, but that stuff is in your thinking. It's back here in your thinking that you'll fail. You'll be called stupid. You'll be called dumb. So we put the brakes on, and we don't want to grow spiritually because it's still in our thinking, not in God's thinking, not in the Spirit of God. It's in our thinking that we'll fail. That's the way, that's the reason why I hammer and hammer, renew the mind, renew the mind, renew the mind. You are somebody. You are more than the conqueror. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a king, a priest. You are a son. You are a daughter. And every promise is available to you. All knowledge and wisdom is available to you. But it can only be taught to you by the Holy Spirit. So you got to move out that negative thinking that was put into you during the school years. Or during what mom told you or dad called you and so on and so forth. You'll never make it. So when we get into trying to walk with God, if that's not renewed, I'm telling you, saints, it'll block you. Because it'll write, you'll never make it. I don't know how to do this. I can't do this. I'm talking about flowing in the gifts, so flowing in the Holy Spirit. I can't do this. You know why? It was put in your mind way back when. And some people carry it for a lifetime. So you see people who are saved 10, 15 years, and they say, well, I don't know how to do this. Well, I don't know how to get there. Well, I don't know what my call is. You know what it is? You really don't want to know because you think you're going to fail. See, I never finished school. And God told me if I'd renew my mind, he'll take me as far as I desire to go. I'll experience him in ways that this mind, so somewhere you're going to have to override your mind. How are you going to do it? You need to ask the Holy Spirit. All things that the Father has are mine. Do you realize what a treasure chest has been opened there? Because the Holy Spirit wants to take. And you always got to make sure you're in touch with the Father. Turn to John 5:19, if you would, Steve, please. John 5:19. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. We've got to learn that, saints. I think we get into that authority thing, and I think we get off on rough roads and so on and so forth. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son does in like manner. So Jesus is saying to us, we need the Holy Spirit to teach us, you see, what does Jesus do? How does Jesus talk? What is the knowledge of Jesus? What is the wisdom of Jesus? You've got to understand, Jesus said in John 15, you can do nothing without me. In the Gospel of John, it says, you can do nothing unless you hear from heaven. Of course, we know that heaven's in us because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's in us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Jesus went out in the desert, he went out by the power of the Holy Spirit, didn't he? And he done battle, and he resisted Satan because the Spirit was with him. He came out in the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever thing you're going through or going into, you'll go in by the Spirit. If you recognize the Spirit of God, he's in you, and you'll come out in victory. I don't care what you're going through. You'll come out in victory. You know why? You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. And Satan is under your feet. So we need the Spirit of God to overcome that spirit world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. If you're going to overcome Satan, you need a spirit greater than Satan. And he's a spirit. And your flesh don't have authority over spirits. But the Spirit of God in you does. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ does. That's authority. Hallelujah. So he says, I can. So we have to recognize we can do nothing on our own. We have to say, Holy Spirit, help me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Whatever that, wherever you need that help, wherever you need that counseling. Do you know you can pray till hell freezes over? But if you don't ask the help of the Spirit or the counseling and teaching, it ain't going to happen. Because even your prayers, God wants to anoint. God wants to hear your prayers by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. John 6:38. Praise you, Jesus. 6:38. For I have come down, from heaven, not to do my will. See, that's a big battle with us. We want to do our will. We want to do, I have a free will. I want to do, and so we're in this cafeteria type thing. No, I don't want that. I don't like that. I'm not called to do that. Do you know that some people don't even have the revelation that you've been baptized into the body of Christ, and most people have never taken up their place? They haven't discerned the body of Christ, and therefore they're sick. God fits you in where he wants you to be. Not where you want to be, not your will, but let his will be done. So a lot of people say, listen, saints, this is important. You see, when he baptizes you into the body of Christ, you need to take up your place. And we're not talking about cleaning toilets. We're talking about a functioning part of Jesus. Finger, hand, or whatever it may be. This bouncing all over the place. You know what it is? It's your will operating. Well, I like the music over there. Well, I don't like it over Creative Faith, but I don't like this over there. Well, I don't like him coming against me. I don't like the way he preaches. He's too loud. So I'm in this little cafeteria. Sometimes I can take mayo and sometimes I can't. See, if God didn't love me and I didn't get the Holy Spirit to help me, I'd have quit a long time ago. Long time ago. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. See, you want to do the will of the Holy Spirit because that's the will of the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If any of you are sitting here now, you ain't got to raise your hands, that you understand Scripture says, I've been baptized into the body of Christ. And how many here have tried 10 bodies? Boy, it's quiet now. Praise God. It's not your will, but yet your will get involved. You know that? Many times in 35 years, my will got involved. I just wasn't going to do it God's way. Well, guess what? I didn't go any further. I knew a pastor friend of mine. I saw him, I was talking to him, and I met him five years later. And I said, what are you doing? I'm just waiting on God. Well, he's told us an awful lot of things to do, hasn't he, already? Guess what? That guy waited so long, he's no longer pastoring. You know why? God took it from him and gave it to someone else. Well, they hurt me. It's a good thing to be hurt. Right. And when it stops hurting you, you're dead. If it's still hurting you, you're not dead yet. Do you know that? See, I came down. God sent me, Jesus said, to do his will. You can't go in the cafeteria type of thing and say, well, that hurts. I don't want to be praying all the time. I want to have some fun. Get flowing in the Holy Ghost and you have all kinds of fun.
Hallelujah.
Get drunk in that new wine, you have all kinds of fun. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, we got to say the things Jesus says and teach the things Jesus does and do his will. We got to do his will. And you won't do his will if the Holy Spirit don't help you. Do you know that? John 7:16. Hallelujah. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. See, we got all these religious ideas. Have you ever noticed when you listen to some people, you wonder, where are they coming from? Where are they getting this information from? Huh? What'd they say? Catholic. You know what some churches want to do today? We want to have same-sex marriages because we want to walk in love. My God. We want to love them. No, you know what God said? He said judgment starts at the house of God. He said, you judge in the house, I'll judge outside of the house. Don't get involved in the lesbian, homosexual. Don't be judging them. God will take care of that. We got to get ourselves in line. We got to call upon the Holy Spirit. We got to teach me and counsel me how to do your will, Lord Jesus Christ. Not my will, but your will. That's when Jesus said, hey, Father God, I don't want to do this, but let thy will be done. If you want to go through some death, I know you're going to say, I don't want to do this, but let your will be done. If you're ever going to die, if you're ever going to let him mold you, take some things out and put himself in. It may hurt. It may, you may get real thirsty. But guess what Jesus said? If you take me, you'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but he who sent me. See, the Holy Spirit is going to take from Jesus and give you that from Jesus. And the Father God has given it all to Jesus. It's not your religious ideas. It's not my religious ideas. When we come in here, we should be looking for a move of the Holy Ghost. Some of you people have heard so much word, man, you could put in 15,000 gardens. Hallelujah. 8:28. Praise you, Jesus. 8:28. And Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, see, we can go around lifting up ourselves. I'm so precious with God. You got to lift up the Son of God. You got to lift up Jesus. Jesus has got to become more important than you are. More important than your financial problem. More important than your physical problem. Stop whining to God. When Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you'll know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. See, we got to be taught by the Holy Spirit to speak the things of Jesus, to teach the things of Jesus, to do the things of Jesus. You got to get in deeper than your ankles. You can't stand there and say, oh, I don't know God. I can't swim. That's all the more reason why you got to go deeper. Let's see how much faith you got. We're not talking about leaning on the flesh to swim. We're talking about God and hold us up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Well, one more place. 1 Corinthians 4:1. If you turn there, Steve, please. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards over the mysteries of God. What has God unfolded to you? What has he brought clear to you? And you're jumping around like a Ouija board, and you're not a good steward over what he's already showed you. Are you a good steward over the mystery of salvation through Jesus Christ? Are you working it out? Are you a good steward over the mysteries of tongues? Are you a good steward over that? Or is it your will doing things? Or you did it for a while, now you don't want to do it no more. I'm bored with that. God says, I want you to be a good steward over the mysteries. So if you're wanting to know about the supernatural, if you're wanting the Holy Spirit to teach you, he's going to teach you, then he's going to expect you to be a good steward over it. Whether it be knowledge, whether it be wisdom, whether it be love, whether it be grace, long-suffering, mercy, whatever it may be, the mind of Christ, let the mind of Christ come into you over the will of God. The will of God is Jesus in your life and you carrying on the ministry of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Your flesh will fight your tooth and nail. That's one of the keys, saints, right there. If you want to flow in the gifts of healing or the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it will be a mystery because some things are not explainable. Although you see the power of God working or the Holy Spirit working in your life, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you see, but you got to be a good steward over it. Just let it be a mystery. Just don't worry about it. Just flow where God's showing you can flow. Flow in the understanding of it. So Jesus just said, the Holy Spirit will take from me and give to you. There's a whole open book. But all of that is a mystery to us. It must be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. What are all these things the Father says, I give it all to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit can take it from him and give to you? All of this would be mysteries revealed to us by the Spirit of truth. And then we walk in it. Do you understand what God's saying here tonight? That's why a lot of people never get very far spiritually. It's a mystery. And you haven't been a good steward over other things. Are you a good steward over what you watch on the computer or television? Or do you just watch anything? Are you a good steward over the books you read? Or do you just read anything? See, God takes you back to the very, say little is much when God is in it. He said, it's my good pleasure to give the little flock the kingdom. The whole thing. Hallelujah. So God takes you and I, and he starts us off with little things. Am I a good steward over that? Whatever that little thing may. Maybe he wants you to forgive your next door neighbor. Maybe he wants you to forgive your wife. Maybe he wants you to forgive your husband. Maybe he wants you to forgive your brother. Maybe he wants you to forgive your grandchildren. Maybe he wants you to forgive. And that's the reason why you can't go any further. You're not a good steward over it because you just won't forgive. When you talk, rah, rah. I'm telling you, saints, you won't be promoted. You won't go on until God finds out if you can be faithful over what he's already showed you. Has he brought someone into your life and is just tearing you up? And you say, I just don't want to. I was telling somebody the other day. I got to have Gabriel say this now. Praise God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to convict all of us. Let's say you're going to a church and you're blessed with what's coming from the pulpit, but you don't know what's coming from the pulpit. Wasn't that good? Did it bless you? Did you grow? No, it was just good. You need the Word of God in you to compare what's coming from the pulpit. Once the seed is in you, the Holy Spirit takes the seed, then you go back in the sanctuary and you listen to those same messages that he or she is preaching, and then you just, wait a minute, that's not God. Because you didn't have the seed, you didn't have the conviction, or you didn't have the Holy Spirit working with that seed, which is the Word of God, in you. And so you're going in there, and you're just enjoying your religion, just enjoying what people are saying. Oh, isn't that good? Did you learn anything? No, I don't. It was just good. So our work is, our stewardship is, to get seed into people's lives so they can discern between truth and error. Because if you sit under enough error, flesh begets flesh, and you get mindsets, it'll take a jackhammer and the Holy Ghost to knock it out of your skull. Do you know we're all emotionally, but we just sit under people, well, I just love that man. A year goes by, 2 years go by, 5 years go by. And all of a sudden, now you're coming against the Spirit because he's against the Spirit. Now you're coming against tongues. You weren't at one time, but now you're starting to question, I think he's right. You'll only go as far as the man or woman you're sitting under, where they're desiring to go. So here, you get a lot of loving discipline.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Now, I'm kind of clumsy in God's love, you know. But you see, I sit before God and I say, God, you spank me. You correct me. While he says, this is the message I want you to preach tomorrow. Like, this is a Saturday night. And you look. I ain't saying that. It'll clean the house out, Lord.
There you go.
Right?
Right.
My son-in-law used to be praise and worship, and he's down at the other church we had down there, and he used to say, oh, Pastor Elry, They won't be back. And guess what? Many times he was right. I saw a guy come in here Sunday I hadn't seen for 10 years. And I walked up to him. I said, "You got Jesus in your life?" And he said, "Yes." He used to hear me preach in another church. You know what it is? It was convicting him. The Holy Ghost in him was saying, "You got to stop doing that." You know what he said? I got a phone call. I hadn't seen a guy for 10 years. I got a phone call, and the guy said to me, "You know, Ellery, every time I go to do something, I can hear your voice." He says, "Sometimes I still do it, and boy, do I get a spanking." See, God says, "I want you to be a good steward over the mysteries." What has God revealed to you? All these weeks and months and years, what has God revealed to you? Are you still complaining? Are you still asking God? Or are you a good steward over what he's revealed to you? Are you a good steward over when he says, "You're precious, you're my son, you're my daughter, you're my king, you're my priest, you're the body of Christ"? Are you a good steward over that? Is the Spirit of God flowing through you? Oh, praise God. See, everything I get from Jesus. It's not about my will. I can do nothing on my own. I must get this revelation from the Holy Spirit that he's my power. Amen? Jesus must become more. That's the reason why I don't take up any collection. Jesus must become more important than me taking up collections and asking for money. Well, you have to teach people to tithe. Oh, they'll tithe. They always do. If they don't, we'll just close the door and go home. When God said, "I'll supply all your need," isn't that what he means? See, when my little money thing becomes more important than Jesus and more important than the Holy Spirit. Every president wants a library. Every pastor wants to be known for something when he leaves here. I wrote 10 books. Have you ever wrote the book the Holy Spirit wrote? I wrote 10 books, man. Wow. How good is that? Well, it's time to put the brakes on here. Hallelujah.
We love you.
Is that a mystery? Is that God's voice?
I love you, Ellery. For how long?
Until I say something. I ain't going back over there. He jumped on me. He was just preaching to me.
Come on. It's good for us tonight.
Come on. Is it good? Is it good for you? Huh?
Truth is always good.
Even though we don't like it. I said, "God, my hiney is getting sore. You ought to spank someone else." Put a 9 in the black. Praise you, Jesus. He's always met me. God's been so faithful with me. He's always met me. Whenever I had to preach, wherever I had to do, I'm going to have a prayer line here. You'll always meet me. You'll always get a touch from God, feel his peace, and feel the touch of the Holy Spirit. You'll always do it. Ain't that nice? I used to keep some nails and a hammer in my office. Listen to this now. Have you ever been there, been lost? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to impart something from the Holy Spirit into your life. Victory that I have gotten over the weeks and months and years. Some of you people need to have all them cobwebs moved out of your head. You need all that depression, oppression to go. Some of you need to have a healing in your body. God wants you to have faith in Him. God wants you to partake tonight of the healing power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You got to keep asking. You got to keep knocking, saints. You got to persevere. You got to press in. Don't give up. Don't quit. The Holy Spirit's here to help you. He's in you. Hallelujah. We said at the beginning of the service that we want to expect something different tonight from the Holy Spirit because He's different every service. Amen? Sometimes He gives words and sometimes He just imparts things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's having a lot of trouble with stiffness in your body, and God is going to heal that tonight. Somebody's having trouble with stiffness. You're even having a lot of trouble in your bed at night sometimes. You wake up and you find it's hard to get over now than it used to be. And there's something wrong with your physical body, but God can fix that. Amen? The Holy Spirit can release an anointing in your life. There's somebody here who's got some kind of a cough that God is healing. I don't know if it's because of the dryness or what, but someone's got a cough. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not all the time you get some kind of cough. It's usually at night. And God is healing that right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody here, and you don't think you can get over it. You have a lot of phlegm in your throat, and you're always coughing. You're always, there's something in your throat. God is healing that. See, all things are possible with God. All things are possible with us if we believe. Our belief is the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. Amen? Amen? So you don't want to try to get belief. The belief is the Holy Spirit or the Word of God in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God said it, that settles it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. There's somebody here, as a matter of fact, there's two or three, are really having a lot of problems sleeping at night. You know something? You don't have to stay awake. You remember what God said tonight? Way back when you was called dummy or stupid, or in your classroom, you didn't have to take tests, or you stayed away from school until the test was done because you was afraid of failure. The enemy's been playing with you. That's a plague that he tries to put into your mind that you'll fail. If I go to God and I walk in the Spirit, if I do this, I'll fail. Because you know why? The devil's saying you don't know how to do it. But by the Spirit of God in you, you know how to do it. But your mind don't know how to do it, but the Spirit of God in you knows how to do it. So if any of you have carried that over, I'm telling you, you find it in people's lives. God wants you to go on. Listen, if you walk with the Lord, you won't fail. If you do His will, you won't fail. If you call upon His Spirit, you won't fail. If you listen to His mind, you won't fail. If you listen to His love, you'll feel qualified, and you'll be able to impart that love into other people's lives. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Those who want impartation tonight and something going on in your life, come up here now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just kind of close your eyes. And say, Jesus, I've come by faith. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of the Lord Jesus to receive tonight that I may leave here not what I came in with, but more of you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we ask the Holy Spirit, help us, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that these people will know they're in your presence, Jesus, and you love them, Lord, and they're going to receive your grace or mercy or compassion or long-suffering, whatever they need. They're going to receive a miracle in their finances. They're going to receive healing in their bodies, whatever they need. Peace in their minds, Lord. Peace that drives out oppression and depression, Lord. Right now, Lord. Let them walk out of here, Lord, knowing that you have touched them, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We're in your presence right now, calling upon your Holy Spirit to help us, to take from you, Lord Jesus Christ, and to give to these people the Holy Spirit power. Oh, for your glory, Lord Jesus. For your glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, for your glory, Lord Jesus. Oh, I touch him now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, touch my sister, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, presence. Father God, right now, Lord, she comes on behalf of her son. I bind your power, Satan. I bind that power of drugs over his life right now. I deliver him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The world won't have him, but the kingdom of God will come arising up on him, Lord Jesus Christ, because you're merciful, because you are Lord over the universe. You are Lord over his life right now, Lord. And right now, Lord, I command all those drugs to be loosed from him right now. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind all Satan, principalities and powers. I bind all drugs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you and I praise you right now, Lord. This boy is being freed right now in Jesus' name. Freed right now. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I touch my little brother, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you got Jesus in your life? That's all I want to know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise you, Jesus. Touch my sister right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the precious anointing. Oh, hallelujah. The precious anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Touch him, Lord, the precious power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, I touch his emotions, Lord. I touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to help him overcome his mind, Lord, to overcome his thoughts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let your will be done tonight in his life. Let your will be done in his life right now. Right now, we call upon the power. Let it come up out of his belly, the power of the Holy Spirit. Flood him, Holy Spirit, with Jesus. Flood him with the knowledge and the wisdom. Flood him with the power. Flood him with the faith, the gift of faith, in Jesus' name. Oh, supply his need, Lord Jesus. Supply his need right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Supply him right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, my brother, Lord, touch every part of his body, every part of his mind, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. In the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Touch my brother right now, Lord. Precious Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing, we call forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's what he needs, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He needs the gift of healing. He needs the gift of healing all through his body. He needs all this MS to dissolve out of his body right now. You are greater than this MS, Lord Jesus Christ. You are greater than this MS. We call upon the greatness of you, Lord Jesus Christ, the greatness of you, Jesus, to remove this from his body, to remove this from his body. Let him feel your love. Let him experience your love by letting him be delivered from MS right now in Jesus' name. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We bind MS in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. It's bound in heaven. Heaven must respond to his physical body in Jesus' name. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, the precious Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus, the precious Holy Spirit. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Precious Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Oh, precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, impart into her, Lord, encouragement, refreshing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, impart Jesus, more Jesus into her life. Impart more, oh, precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit. Release Holy Spirit from Jesus into her. Release Holy Spirit from Jesus into her right now. Ooh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Release. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, but hallelujah. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I touch him, Lord. In the precious holy name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I deliver her, Lord. I deliver her from darkness, Lord. I deliver her. I deliver those thoughts out of her right now, out of her mind right now. I bind you, Satan. I bind principalities and powers. I free her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. She's going to walk out of here with the peace of God. She's going to walk out of here in the freedom of the blood of Jesus Christ, because I so proclaim it in the precious name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Let her receive the faith. Let her receive the miracle in her life. You darkness, you spirit, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch these two, Lord, with the precious Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Take from Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, knowledge and wisdom into him. Knowledge and wisdom. The wisdom of you, Jesus. The knowledge of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, your presence, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, refresh this man of God. Oh, refresh this man of God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Yes. Take another deep breath. Just breathe in the presence of Jesus coming out of me into you. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Hallelujah. Just breathe in that presence. There's a Shekinah glory, a presence around you. Just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Just breathe it in, that presence around you. Oh, just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
If you're sitting back there, just breathe it in. Breathe the presence of God in. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just breathe it in. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just breathe it in. Ooh, just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. Hallelujah. Just breathe it in. Praise you, Jesus. The precious presence of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The joy of the Lord, the happiness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, holy Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, you are pure and you are holy, Lord. And you let your sons and daughters partake of it tonight, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your compassion. Thank you for your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you for your joy, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, give him a clap. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody in the pews that didn't come out, take a deep breath. Go. There's a presence of God in here. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to God is right. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Shake someone's hand. Say something nice. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.